إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في بدء سورة الملك بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن شاء الله we'll proceed, we'll continue with the subject of da'wah, the series on da'wah with insight. This would be part 5 with the theme, the soul's journey from its inception to eternity. A human's wander in this world, literally lost. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was chosen to be among the best of humanity and to lead the entire mankind with his universal message, was once lost. We have the ayah in Surah Duha: Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa wa wajadaka dallan fahada. Did he not find you, O Prophet, lost? But then he guided you. So man, whom Allah created with his own hands and created the entire universe to be subservient to him, finds himself lost in the midst of this vast creation. So man, whom Allah appointed to take charge and be in control of this universe, has lost his sense of direction. Prior to Adam's creation, he subhanahu wa ta'ala disclosed his plan to the angels. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And mention, O Prophet, when your Lord disclosed to the angels, he said, I'm putting a khalifa on earth, a vicegerent, equipped with all the faculties and means, endowed with intelligence and talents. Man is still unable to figure it out. He guesses and speculates, conjectures and assumes, and stares and wonders, why am I here? Therefore, in order for man to overcome this upheaval, confusion, and chaos, in order to fulfill his true mission on earth and attain happiness, contentment, and pleasure, man needs to be reminded of who he really is and why he is here. We already learned about the makeup of man. Humans are a composite of spiritual and animal existence. We also learned about the great heavenly covenant where the spirits of all humans assembled like conscripted soldiers, giving their vow and pledge to their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, affirming His divine unity, acknowledging Him as the sole supreme master and Lord. So the soul continues its descent journey to the lower world, al-hayatul dunya. In this lower world, at least according to the Islamic tradition, upon arrival, the soul is greeted with the recitation of the call to prayer in the right ear as a reminder of the primordial world when without any compulsion and with absolute love for the Creator, the souls admitted there is no God, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In conclusion, we learn how humans were created, what they were created from, and who created them. There remains one very important question to answer. Why they were created? Why they were created? People have throughout the ages deliberated on this very important question. Why am I here? Who is that man who is considered to be the master of the universe? The real answer depends on having access to supernatural realm. Only the Creator of man can tell us the wisdom behind our creation. Such knowledge can only be obtained from divine revelation. We have already established that the Quran is the truth. It is the absolute truth. The Quran informs us that everything is created, was created to be subservient to man, to serve man. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. It is He who created for you, humans. It is He who created for you everything on earth, and then He elevated Himself to the heavens, to the skies, and He made them seven heavens, seven skies, all for you. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And He knows everything. Surah Al-Sajda, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينَ. It is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes most excellent everything. Everything He creates perfectly. And He began the creation of man out of clay. And then we have, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. You find this ayah in Surah Hud, it was He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought you into being from the earth and made you inhabit it. Now the complex creation of the universe and the time it took to perfect planet earth is the greatest gift one can ever imagine to receive. And just very briefly, let me read out to you the ayat from Surah An-Nahl. Perhaps we can give thanks when we leave today this sermon and look around us and say, thank you, O Lord. All this for me? Here's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He created the heavens and earth for a true purpose. And He is far above whatever they join with Him. He created man from a drop of fluid, and yet man openly challenges Him. And livestock, He created them for you. You derive warmth and other benefits from them. You get food from them. You find beauty in them when you bring them home to rest and when you drive them out to pasture. They carry your loads to lands. They carry your loads to lands you yourselves could not reach without great hardship. Your Lord is kind and merciful. Horses, mules, and donkeys for you to ride and use for show, and other things you know nothing about. God points out the right path, for some paths lead the wrong way. If He wished, He could guide you all. It is He who sends down water for you from the sky, from which comes a drink for you, and the shrubs that you feed to your animals. With it He grows for you grain, olives, palms, vines, and all kinds of other crops. There truly is a sign in this for those who reflect. But His command He has made the night. By His command He has made the night and day, the sun, moon, and stars, all of benefit to you. He has made of benefit to you the many colored things He has multiplied on the earth. There truly are signs in this for those who take it to heart. It is He who made the sea of benefit to you. You eat fresh fish from it and bring out jewelry to wear. You see the ships cutting through its waves so that you may go in search of His bounty and give thanks. He made mountains stand firm on the earth to prevent it shaking under you, and rivers and paths so that you may find your way, and landmarks and stars to guide people. Can He who creates be compared to one who cannot create? Why do you not take heed? If you tried to count Allah's blessings, you could never compute them. He is truly most forgiving and most merciful. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Matter has a purpose, and it is being fulfilled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created matter before He created anything to serve the plants and animals and humans. Similarly, you find that plants were created for a purpose, and they were created as a higher creation of matter to serve animals and humans. Even then, we find that at a higher level of creation, animals were created to serve humans. Has that human, that man, ever thought why he was created? Who am I supposed to serve? If all this creation is serving you, who are you serving? A very important question. Searching for the answer depends on the utilization of the intellect. This ought to be the first station in the intellectual journey of man, searching for the soul's purpose and mission, to ponder and reflect on, why am I here? Allah created man perfectly. He gave him all the tools necessary to reach the right conclusion. Aside from the five basic senses that include the ability to hear and see, God Almighty granted us the faculty of understanding, intellect, intelligence, and reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in Surah An-Nahl, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah produced you, got you out of the wombs of your mothers knowing nothing. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. But He gave you hearing and sight. He gave you the intellect so you may reach to that conclusion of being grateful to the Creator God Almighty. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you may be thankful. He taught humans how to express themselves. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. None of His creation has the abilities humans have. Everything in this world gives. What are you giving? Everything in this world serves. Who are you serving? You must serve someone higher than you. Below man is the animal kingdom, and below it is the plantation, and below that is matter. The wise creation was created so that the lower creation serves the higher creation. So who are you serving? A very important question. Since man stands at the top of Allah's creation, the only one above man is God. The only one above man is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all these beings. By using our rational mind and intelligence, we must arrive at that conclusion that there is no God except Allah. It's not rocket science. People hundreds and hundreds of years ago, centuries ago, who lived a simple life were able to figure it out. Consider this nomad, a simple nomad, who made this observation. He said, camel droppings point to a camel's existence. Footprints on the sand tell of a traveler. Heaven with its stars, the earth with its mountains and valleys, and the sea with its waves. Don't they point to the all-powerful, knowing, wise, and caring maker? Subhanallah. It's not rocket science. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day are signs for the men of intellect, the men of understanding, for those individuals who have this pure nature to think and reflect. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those men of understanding, they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while on their side, sleeping, lying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They ponder on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and their inevitable conclusion is, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Everything I see around me is purposeful. Save me from the hellfire. It's not rocket science. These are the people of intellect, people with pure nature, unpolluted nature. People who fulfill their purpose are on the right path, on the right course. And this is the fitrah. This is the fitrah on which Allah created man on. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in Surah Ar-Rum. It is that natural disposition that God instilled in mankind. It's that true, pure nature on which Allah has created human beings. Every newborn child is born on the fitrah, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All people, everyone, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفَطْرَةِ. Everyone, every human being, as soon as he or she arrives into this world, they're born on the fitrah. What does that mean? The fitrah that Allah had instilled in that man, in that being, in that soul, which means the soul understands. It inherently knows God, loves God, adores God, understands right and wrong. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is his parents that make him a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshiper. In other words, it is the environment, either at home or in the surrounding environment, that influence that human being that was born on the intrinsic pure nature of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is on this basis man is being tested. Well, the soul who in the pre-world, in alam al-arwah, who acknowledged Allah as the sole master and Lord, be subservient to him or no.
Will that soul who pledged its commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to serve its master or not? Will that soul be grateful or ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are, brothers and sisters, in Darul Bala, the abode of testing. This is the abode of testing. The ayah from Surah Al-Mulk explained the first death and the first life, earthly life. And that's what the ayah talks about. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. But what for? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Blessed be He in whose hand is the dominion of the heavens and earth. He is the sovereign, He is the king of the heavens and the earth, who has power over all things. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Who created death and life. We already discussed the first death and the first life here when we come into this world. That He may, what for? That He may test you. To see who among you is best in conduct. Best in conduct. And He is the Almighty, the Forgiving. So, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Now, in addition to learning about the first death, the ayah actually exposes the intent of Allah. On the basis of our own free will, which Allah granted us, He wants to see who among His servants will fulfill the promise and honor the pledge made with Him, so that He may test you. Who, as to which of you is better in deeds? Now, regarding this ayah, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrated a hadith where the Prophet narrated these two ayat, and when he reached أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا فَقَالَ أَوْرَعُ عَمَّ مَحَارِبِ اللَّهِ وَأَسْرَعُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. He described those individuals who are being tested. He said, when he reached to this part, so Allah may know who among you is better in deeds, the Prophet ﷺ remarked, he said, it is the person who is strongest in fear of Allah and abstains from the things Allah had forbidden and is always ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Just a quick note on that. Here, as the scholars have described, it does not say who among you does more deeds, rather best in deeds, which means it's not the quantity of deeds that Allah will consider on the Day of Judgment, rather it is the weight of deeds. And that's why you find in Surah Al-Zalzala, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever has done an atom's weight of good will see it. And similarly, whoever has done an atom's weight of wrong and evil and shar, and he will see it. So it is the weight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the sincerity of the individual while doing a good act. So, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We find in Surah Al-Insan, Allah explaining to us that He created us from this intermingled sperm, the sperm cell and the egg cell. But what for? إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. Again, نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. To test Him. So we gave Him the faculties, everything He needs. We gave it to Him. We made Him hear, and we gave Him the ability to see, and in other ayat, the intellect, and so on and so forth. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We guided Him the way. We gave Him guidance to see who among the ibad, the servants of Allah, would be grateful from those who are ungrateful. From those who are ungrateful. The fact of the matter is, most people show no appreciation
for the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. It is He who made for you the hearing and the sight and the intellect. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Seldom you give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the true reality of man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who always give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help us understand who we are in relationship to our Creator and serve Him in a manner pleasing to Him. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not abandon man. Out of His mercy, out of His wisdom, along with those basic faculties that Allah gave humanity, He never abandoned them. He sent them prophets upon prophets and messengers and scriptures so they may be reminded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over time sent many thousands of prophets and messengers with scriptures like laws, sharia, books to remind people of who they are and what their purpose in life is. Surah Al-Anbiya makes it very clear. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. We have never sent before you a messenger or prophet except that we have revealed to him that there is no God except me, so therefore make ibadah to me. Worship me. Serve me. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from all of Allah's prophets and messengers whom He selected Himself when we were in Alam al-Arwah, when Allah took the grand covenant from everyone. But out of those spirits, Allah selected those spirits whom He chose to belong to the prophets and messengers whom He would eventually send to humanity, and took from them a covenant that they would do their job, that they would convey to the people whom He will send to. لا إله إلا الله وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم. And mention, O Prophet, when we took the covenant, the mithaq from all the prophets, من النبيين, and from you, O Prophet, and from Nuh, and from Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, Isa ibn Maryam. The main message that was conveyed to the people by all prophets of God was quite simple. Ya qawmi i'budu Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. Ya qawmi i'budu Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. O my people, worship Allah. You have no other gods besides Him. He's the God. He's the Master. He's the Lord. Worship Him. Why worship idols? Why worship yourself? Why worship materialism? Why worship anything Allah created? Worship the Creator. The final call to all humanity was proclaimed by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O people, O mankind, اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Worship your Lord, the one who created you. You were nothing. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Had come to man a time when he was hardly mentioned. Nothing. We were nothing. We were sperms. Nothing. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. He created you. Worship the Lord who created you and those who came before you. Allah is the creator of all of us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
So you may be saved on the day of judgment, because remember, we are on that journey. Remember, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Remember, this is the abode of testing. Remember, when death comes and arrives, then pens down. Examination is over. Remember that we are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be judged by Him. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Allah is reminding us of His great bounties. Worship your Lord, the Lord who created you before, the one who made this earth as spread for you. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And He raised the skies for you to protect you from the harmful rays of the sun, if you can only understand. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He brought from the skies water. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. He produced out of that water, when everything was dead, fruits for you. Does He not deserve to be thanked? Does He not deserve to be worshipped? اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون فلا تجعلوا لله اندادا وانتم تعلمون. Don't make any rivals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't set up rivals or equals to Him, let alone associate anything or make someone higher than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we live for a reason. We live to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made it very clear in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn, the unseen creatures, and also humans, except to make ibadah to me. The ayah before that, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Prophet, remind the people. People become heedless. People, because of their id, because of their lusts, because of this lower world, because of the adornment of this lower world, they get attracted to things that, and pay attention to that they shouldn't. So we need a reminder, and Allah said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This message is for us, mu'mins. And remind, because there is always a benefit for the believer when you remind the believer. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُ. What are you doing? What are you worshipping? I created you for me. You have to worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith said, يَبْنَ آدَمْ. O son of Adam, خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ كُلَّهَا مِنْ أَجْلِكَ. I created everything for you. Everything you see, I created for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ أَجْلِي. And I created you for me. فَلَا تَنْشَغِلْ أَوْ فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّا أَنْتَ لَهُ. So don't be busy and don't be preoccupied with the things I created for you, when you should be serving what you've been created for. Subhanallah. So we have to pay attention. Man is created to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a narrow sense, to worship and obey the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a broader sense, to submit our free will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become subservient to Him, to honor Him, to cherish Him, to adore Him, to love Him, to glorify Him. In one word, to be grateful to Him. And this has always been consistent with all the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah sends the prophets to remind them. You find even in the Bible, in Isaiah, I have created him for my glory. Allah created us for His glory. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah produced you from the wombs of your mother, knowing nothing. You don't know anything. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained. Later on, you started to learn things because of the faculties he gave you. So now those faculties that he had given you, where are they going to lead you? Are they going to lead you to being grateful to me or not? إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا.
There can be no other choice. You are either grateful to Allah or ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are truly, genuinely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who submits to His will, who follow His commands, who honor Him in this world, who preach His message to the people so that humanity understand who they are, what their purpose is, why we are here, so that we collectively can be given thanks to God Almighty, the Creator of all things. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ومن عبادك المخلصين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم واجمع ذات بينهم. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. وآخر دعوان أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.